this existed until you told me about it this morning. I knew Scott Lang existed, but like...
Right. Oh, this is a staple.
Scott Lang dip. Yeah.
That's genius. Yeah, it is.
So what's up, everybody? It's Parker's Real Podcast. Oh, I got the noise gate on. It's cool.
Yeah, popping willies and stuff.
Yeah. But we're here with Alex Casnell and Heather...
Sampanis.
Sampanis. I saw the name, but
that is
yeah.
the first time they got your name wrong in that.
It's not. It wasn't so much wrong as incomplete.
Incomplete.
Yeah.
Hesitation, I should say.
Yeah, I just kind of drew a blank. I was like, I know, I just saw it today. Like, and what do you all call yourselves?
Alex Casnell on the board of directors. That's just two of us here right now, though.
That's a great name.
Thanks.
I screwed up and called you all Alex Casnell, the district attorney.
This could be one of our aliases.
Yeah, one of many.
Yeah.
And they brought a Skyline chili dip, so future guests out there, if you want to be in our favorite list, you all are already like in our top favorites now because you brought us food.
There we go.
You're awesome. So are you guys aren't on the road right now, but you guys are like kind of...
We're kind of doing like weekend warrior stuff. So like last weekend we were in Missouri. We did Missouri on Saturday night, and then we were in Covington on the following Sunday. And then like we're kind of back home for a week. And then this weekend we're in Louisville for a couple days and we go back out. So we're kind of popping around that way.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Seems to be the most economic
yeah.
way to do it.
It's helpful because you can kind of plan out, like, get a lot of stuff. And, like, tonight we're playing and we're getting to do your guys' podcast. Tomorrow night we're doing Top Hill recording up there. We're in Louisville, but, like, in a different part of town, I think. But they're doing, like, an acoustic thing. So, like, trying to make the most out of every trip, I think, is probably a good way to go about it. Seems to be, anyway.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Totally. And do y'all have any new stuff coming out right now, or...?
We do. So we just put out a single like a week or two ago. It's called Coming for Revenge. We did it at a studio called Incidental Audio up in like Northern Kentucky around Florence. They do these sessions where it's like one song one day kind of thing, where like you come in, you do the whole song and you know track it all and mix everything and kind of get it all knocked out.
Oh wow!
So I think there was a little bit of like post production that had to be done on it and everything, but like all the recording we did in the one day and just put it out recently. So that's up on the streaming and all the websites where people normally get music. And then December 9th we're going to be releasing a new EP called Parachute. So that'll be coming in the works right now.
All right, that's awesome. And
we were listening to Company Man the other day.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, Riley from FMK. Hold up your stuff.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Nice.
Thanks, Riley.
Thanks, Riley. I'm looking forward to meeting you in like an hour or two.
Yeah, she's really cool. That whole group is cool. We just met a few months back. Our band, The Response. Play out all the time,
yeah.
So we definitely wanted to bring them on.
Yeah, they've been really cool. They were helping us get set up with like places to check out the local warrior and everything like that. It seemed like I love their music. I mean, like, checking out. I know they said they were getting ready to put a single out pretty soon, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Speaking of, there's Riley.
Hey,
yeah, speaking of cool.
Fancy meeting y'all here.
Hey.
Everybody, Riley from FMK.
Hello.
You need
a hand?
You alright?
Do you help?
Need a hand? Oh.
Okay. Maybe it's not.
Okay. Alright.
And I just added you guys to the Partners and Pals playlist on
awesome.
Spotify.
So oh, sweet.
That's why everybody always thinks I'm like being rude in the middle of the interview where I'm like, you have music? And I'm like, but... I know if I don't do it right now, I'll forget all about it.
Nice.
So.
That's fair.
Very cool, guys. How long have you guys been doing this podcast? It's relatively new, right?
Since the pandemic.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, we...
End of 2020.
Yeah, I was staying at home with my kids and stuff, and I quit working, and I was bored as hell during the pandemic, and so we'd been talking about doing a podcast for a while, so we just finally were like, let's just do it. Yeah. Been
I'm
going
quite
strong.
Ready to, you know, start hauling equipment, playing again. So this was
Sure.
And plus, there was none of that going on at the time. There weren't any shows, really, because COVID. And this dip is incredible.
It really got me captivated.
I'm trying to be a gentleman about it, but I am a natural savage when it comes to food.
You just gotta dig in.
Go for it. I'm gonna fix this situation.
You could make this a whole angle of your show. Just have that be like one of the segments, is the guest has to bring in food and you talk about it on the show.
No, I'm down. I'm so down. Our next guest is actually a Cincinnati band, but we're doing over the phone, so they can't bring us.
Who are you interviewing?
DOS.
DOS. The name sounds really familiar, but I can't think if we've seen. We haven't played with them.
Andrea Romans is their bass player.
Okay.
Yeah, really nice, really good band too.
Yeah. They're like.
So a bit the Mach B.
Oh, okay.
They're like one of those American punk bands that play
an American British
punk
band.
Right on.
Okay.
Like very exploited influence and stuff.
Okay.
Sure. They're really good. Where are y'all planning on going next after Louisville?
Next weekend we got drummer auditions going on. I'm starting to roll through the calendar ahead. but the weekend after that we're up in Columbus, I think. I think later on we're doing Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm. In December.
Then we're back in Columbus again. Mm-hmm. We got a couple Cincinnati gigs. I should probably just get my phone out. Look at what our calendar is.
So are you all doing Punk Rock Night in Indianapolis?
We submitted for Punk Rock Night in Indianapolis. I had some back and forth with the people there. I can't remember if it was the Louisville or the Indianapolis Punk Rock Nights. They said they were getting their calendar together for like early 2024 and they'll get back to us on that. But that's where we're looking. We're eyeing it up, I think. Yeah, what is it? Oh, yeah. Thursday, the 21st. I don't know when this is going to get published, but we're playing Legends up in Cincinnati.
Heard a lot about that place.
Legends is cool. It's an interesting, it's a shit show in a good way kind of thing. Where it's just like, it's a little bit of a free-for-all for when you get up there, but it sounds good, and the people actually come out to see shows.
Weird
off nights too and everything like that, so it's a cool place to play. And then, the 6th we're up in Columbus, we're playing with ASMR and Only and a band called Fetus Snacks.
So Cincinnati versus Columbus show.
Oh, yeah, it's two Cincy bands, two Columbus bands, yeah. And then we're going to be on the Super Satan show that's taping on October 12th, so that'll be sometime after that. So, yeah, we'll keep it pretty busy throughout the rest of this year.
Super Satan show.
Yeah.
We've
been invited. We're working on a new bass, breaking in a new bass player. So
right on.
We talked to them. They might be on the show eventually, dude. Jason Theroux.
He should be.
Really cool guy.
Oh, yeah.
Cincy is just an overall good scene.
It is.
People really want to be a part of something up there.
It is. There's like a lot of... I moved there in 2020 from Philly, and it's like...
Philly too.
Philly's great, yeah. But it's like, it's a nice... I think Cincy's great in that it's like kind of a nice size for a city in the sense that it's got... The thing people usually say about it in general is that it's kind of got everything you want from a major city, but it's not like massive, you know? So you can kind of get to the point where you kind of know everybody, but there's still a lot of... There's a lot of community, but not a sense of, like, there's just nowhere to grow, basically.
Yeah, Philly's packed.
Uh-huh.
It's very dense, but it still feels, like, a lot more manageable than New York City. And I love both, but if I had to live in one, I'd definitely pick Philly.
It's a good choice.
NYC. Yeah, Cincy scene has always been good. Like, even 20 years ago, when we were doing shows there, they've just... they had about 500 or 600 kids going to shows.
Sure.
And Louisville has a great batch of bands. There are so many good bands here, but all the attendees are in bands. It's kind of hard to get the people who go out to come out to these kind of shows. They're kind of off doing the bourbon thing.
Sure. Yeah, it's tough when you're trying to just get people who aren't already, like, in that same scene. Like, a lot of times you end up doing shows for people who are just, you're playing for the other bands that are playing that night.
Right.
Which is not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, I think that they tend to be good audience members because they care a lot. But one of the things that we started doing, like, right about the time we started the band, was we just started putting on our own shows at, like, the Legion Hall. Like, it's right near us. And that tends to work pretty well because, I think, just by definition, the people who are there to, like, see the show. So it's cool. It's been cool. Like, it's watching them grow little by little as we've been doing them. Like, we'll start getting bands from other cities to come play them, and then there'll be people turning up who are just, like, getting to that point where you don't recognize everybody in the audience is kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's just, it's been a cool little ride so far.
That's awesome.
I just want to interrupt and say, while you guys are talking, Riley from FMK was loading equipment, and part of her equipment was a deer head with a KFC bucket through the end.
That is pretty cool. Yeah, I thought I saw something. I was trying to stay focused. So
I did not stay focused. I saw a deer head, and yeah. I was like, you're distracting the podcast with your deer head.
If you'd like to tell us about it, that would be cool, though. You can tell us about the deer head if you want.
His name? Is Jeffrey Dearmer.
Jeffrey Dearmer.
My fiance picked him up for me from a little place just down the road from here called Unorthodox. It's a cool little
Oddities
shop. Yeah.
Yeah.
And clearly I'm a fan of Oddities shops. So yeah.
Right on.
It's cool. That's Jeffrey.
So
he's our
you
mascot.
Bring Jeffrey with you to every show?
Yeah, every show.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Dearmer.
Oh, I hit.
Awesome. Looking forward to making further acquaintance with Jeffrey.
Yes.
So I had a fiance buy me deer heads. Deer heads.
I do love, like, anytime, like, there's something like that'll happen where there's just no explanation for it. Like, their band doesn't have, like, the word deer in it or something like that. It's almost funnier if you don't address it at all and just, like, when people try to figure it out.
Yeah. Mystery kind of brings on the journey.
Or just give a different fake answer every time you're asked.
Yeah, exactly.
One more, then I'm gonna stop.
Can you stop? I mean, I don't know if I can stop.
Probably not.
As long as it's sitting in front of us, it's getting eaten by somebody.
It's true.
I like how when a chip cracks on us, like, we all kind of have a little wince.
Oh, yeah.
Slight panic. People, this dip is amazing. So did you make this, or did you just go get some Skyline and...
So it's just, like, cream cheese on the bottom, can of Skyline, and then shredded cheese on top. You just throw it in the oven for, like, 25 minutes.
Oh,
that's it. Simplicity.
Mm, that's really good.
It's a crowd pleaser.
Is this a Cincinnati thing?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, this is my last one. That last one was a warm-up for my last one.
I heard Detroit's well-known for their Greek chili.
Really?
Really?
Conies. Yeah, there's a place called Gus's, and I don't think they grow cheese
Gus's.
On it, but it's the, yeah, they throw the Greek chili and onions on the dog.
Posers.
And then I think they closed, but it's split into two places. Like, and they're right next to each other. One's like All American, something hot dog.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those, like, the rivals are, like, across the street from each other.
I don't know. I always go Cincinnati chili, though.
Yeah.
Like, if there's two things you can get in Cincinnati, it's amazing chili and any form of hepatitis. And that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. I love Cincinnati, but it's true, though.
No, Cincinnati's, you know, I'm glad to see that the scene is a lot, like, everybody's cleaner now. You know?
Oh, yeah. When we used to hang out, it was on Short Vine with, everybody was filthy. And you could smell everybody.
No, I mean cleaner as in, like, there's not dope all over the place like there used to be.
Oh, I meant cleaner as in smell.
Oh, that's fine. Well, you know, it's Cincy. Everyone would be right. Everybody was, you know, soaked up, so.
I don't know if smoking bothers you all, but I mean, going this way and smoking.
Oh, you're all good.
That is so unprofessional.
I'm very unprofessional. I'm moving away. Ask to not disturb. I'm outside. I'm not. I haven't worked up for quitting yet.
Yeah.
Eventually. I want to.
So, I don't. Have you all played with Dune City Villains or Custom Rhythm and Punk?
No.
Any of them? Okay. We played with Doomed City a few times, once at Mockbee, and Custom Rhythm and Pulp has been here a couple times. I think they're kind of, were they supposed to be like a kind of a punk rhythm R&B group or something?
Mm.
I'm not sure. That's how it is described to me.
Interesting.
But Doomed City Villains are really like hard rock and roll punk, but they've got a horn section.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, they're really cool.
Yeah, and when he said they had a horn section, I thought they were going to have, you know, a bit of a ska sound or something like that, or some R&B to them, but it's just straight up rock and roll with the droning, you know, trumpet and sax in the background.
Oh, that's cool.
It's awesome. They're on Spotify. Definitely
cool.
Check them out.
Yeah.
Doomed City Villains?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Buddies with them lately.
So have you guys been in the same band since, for you said, like 20 years ago?
We've been in different bands that played together.
Sure.
We've been in, but yeah, now we're in a band together, consisting of, well, we have a drummer that was in his old band, the Sickies, and we did have a bass player from another band, the Vagrants, but he quit, so we just brought a new guy in.
Oh, sure.
Because it's kind of hard to, I don't know, it's kind of hard to bring somebody in that kind of knows you when everybody's known each other for a long time.
Yeah, because it's always going to be you guys and them. Yeah.
Right, and I mean, we had all four of us knowing each other dynamic, it just didn't work. You know, things happen. So.
Sure.
But, so now we have a guy that we don't really know at all, but I think that might help all of us, because like it'll help, just, you know, once he breaks that dynamic, he'll be in, and
yeah,
it's,
sure,
you know, there won't
kind of hit the reset button.
Right, yeah, that's a good way to put it.
It's almost better than if he only knew one of you or something like that, because then there's kind of that, just kind of muddies the waters a little bit even more. It's like it's your guy versus it's that guy's, you know, like, you know what I mean, like, you just kind of all get to know him at the same point.
Right. Yeah, you articulated it way better than I did. I've been going at it for a few weeks, so. But yeah. So who are some of your else favorite bands that you've been playing with?
Let's see, we just did, one of the last shows we did at Legion Hall, we had this band, ASMR from Columbus, that I really am super into.
I love that name.
Yeah, they're great.
They're so rad.
Yeah, they put on a really, really good show. They're like a little bit more like kind of like hardcore a little bit, but still with a lot of melody in it. It's I really got into them. Heather knows I'm going to talk about Under Temper. I've kind of been pretty obsessed with them for the last like year or so. They're another Cincinnati punk band, kind of like in the vein of like kind of the 90s, like Fat Records, Epitaph type stuff. Under Temper. They're really, really good.
I love like that old Fat Records.
You'd probably get really into them. How about you? What are some of yours?
We've played a couple times with a band from Richmond, Indiana, Misunderstood.
I've heard of them.
Amazing.
Yeah, they came down here. I wasn't able to make that show. Didn't you see them?
I don't think so.
Or they're going to be here. No, they were here on a punk rock night.
Yeah, they play out in a lot of different places. And then they introduced us to a Cincinnati band that's been around about as long as we have, called Get Wrecked. Those guys are hilarious.
Really
they're really good. A lot of fun to play with.
Get Wrecked.
Yeah.
Definitely have to check them out.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Are they like their title or like their name, or are they just or are they different?
I would say it's a weird dichotomy, for their music is like so intense, but they're also so funny on stage. Like,
it's
great. Like, so they'll have songs that are just about like Shrek or something like that, but then they'll just be like screaming their lungs out and playing this crazy like drum fills and everything like that. And then they'll do a song that's just about like the drummer's cat or something, you know what I mean? Like, but like they'll have like the mix of like more serious with more funny stuff, but like all their songs are so good. I love playing with them.
Yeah.
That's cool, man. I'll have to check them out.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they're recording
their EP
now.
Yeah.
But they were on the Super Satan show not too long ago, so you could find them there.
Yeah.
Okay. Most definitely. It's creeping up on, like, my favorite time of year. How do you guys feel, like, when it gets towards Halloween season? Are y'all nerds about it like us, or?
I love Halloween. I think it's probably a different experience for you because you have kids and you also design costumes and
stuff.
So you have a whole thing.
I'm all in.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So it really is your Christmas then.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Plus the weather this time of year, you just can't beat it.
Yes, I love it. I start watching all the horror movies in September. I mean, I always watch them, but I only watch horror movies in September and October if I watch any movies. So, yeah, I've been trying to watch Jaws last night. I fell asleep. But I did watch Dream Warriors, and always good. Nightmare 3. What are some of y'all? Are y'all horror movie people at all?
I like them. I don't go that deep with them. But like, I'll definitely like when the new ones come. I'm not as much into like the ones that are just like jump scares. That is just like, you know, just super gory, like torture porn kind of stuff. That was never really my thing.
Yeah.
But I like the sort of more psychological, like Hitchcock kind of stuff. Like,
okay.
I can get into that. Yeah.
Yeah. I was. I finally watched Psycho 2 recently, which isn't Hitchcock, but it was still like
that's
really
like saying
decent.
You watched Caddyshack 2.
No, Psycho 2 is actually worth a watch.
Is that right?
I mean, I love the original, but and of course it doesn't like compete with the original anything, but it's a cool little continuation of the story.
Yep.
And I liked it. And
I didn't even really made a Psycho 2.
Yeah, I'm trying to go through and like watch all the stuff I haven't seen and the stuff that I have seen over again. Just basically anything horror. Like, just trying to keep with it. But yeah, I've been big into those Terrifier movies too.
I watch
those.
Mm.
They're
I've heard of them.
Gory. So gory.
Have you heard of, you probably would know more about this than me, apparently whatever the copyright or intellectual property protection on Winnie the Pooh just came up, like, this year.
Right.
So they made a horror movie out of Winnie the Pooh,
because
it's public domain now.
Yes, Blood and Honey
Blood
is the
honey.
Name of it.
Oh my god.
I could see Winnie the Pooh losing his mind and, you know, taking out
Tigger or whatever.
Yeah, oh,
just stuffing everywhere.
So I haven't seen it yet, but I do know that they're making a sequel, and they were able to. Tigger is now also public domain, so he's going to be in the sequel.
Oh wow!
Mm.
Apparently, in the first one, Piglet and Winnie the Pooh eat Eeyore.
Oh, no.
What, really? How are you gonna do
Eeyore?
Like,
I feel like Eeyore's probably okay, like, with the bat.
Yeah.
If you're hungry, go ahead.
I've always wanted to die, but never had the courage to do it. Don't take me out of it.
I'm trying to see if it's on anything yet. I don't think it's been on anything, and I'm not trying to pay for movies.
Sure.
As much as possible. Like, I only go to the movies when, like, my son's like, we have to go see this. I'm
sure.
Like, all right.
Movie theaters is like a restaurant now, isn't it? Like, they got, like, every time I see an advertisement, it's like, we got the biggest chairs and we've got a menu and everything like that.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. It's
got beer.
Oh, yeah.
In a glass.
And they'll bring it to you.
Didn't even get that at a baseball game.
Yeah.
It's so expensive now, too. It's like, especially if I go, because I'm married with two kids, so if I take all of us, it is way over $100.
Yeah,
oh my god,
it's outrageous.
Yeah,
and I like how AMC is kind of making it like it's 1987, but brand new 1987 again. So it's kind of nice. Yeah, they've invested in all those neon lights.
Oh,
way too expensive to maintain, but they're doing it.
Is it? Do they? So I've heard some people talk like you can get like a pass to the movie theater where you can go see like X number of movies for like however many you want for like however much money. For you.
Huh. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
a subscription.
Yeah, like a subscription. That's the
Apex.
One of these things where you pay an amount for like. It's like, is there a word for that?
Yeah. Apex was doing it, so I imagine, you know, anybody else, especially AMC.
Yeah, you get like two free tickets a month and like free popcorn or something.
Oh, nice. I'd be there for the popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
90% of the time, if I go to a movie theater, it's just to get popcorn and leave.
That's how my wife is. Like, if we go to the movies, she's like, hey, would you pick me up a popcorn when you come home? Yeah. Like, all right.
I'm like, we got Netflix at home. I'm just going to go get popcorn and we'll
Well, I've heard that's how they make money, is like, it's just on the food, really.
Well, yeah, they don't make any money on, like, barely any money on the movies.
Sure.
So.
You can get a Hebrew National hot dog up at AMC for $6, though. That's good for movie prices.
That's not terrible.
Yeah.
You can get them for $1.50 at Costco, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you guys used to sneak food into the movie theaters when you were younger?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was, we did all, I remember my favorite was one time my friend made taquitos and wrapped them in aluminum foil and taped them on the inside of his jacket and brought them into the movies. But that was like half the fun of it was just seeing how much stuff we could bring into the theater with us.
There's always some dumbass that like opens a can.
Yeah, like really conspicuous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you gotta cough when you open the can. Yeah. That's the trick. That's what I always did.
You got like a pan of lasagna or something like that.
Oh, yeah, I've seen people bust out the Tupperware.
Yeah, yeah. We
could barely hear them open it, but yeah. My grandmother, she did not like us. She was kind of a health nut, and she didn't want us eating buttered popcorn.
Oh, sure.
So she'd sneak in some like flavorless popcorn and a bunch of apples, though. So at least there was apples. But yeah, she did it, but it wasn't exciting when she did it.
Is there a louder food than an apple, though?
Right. Oh, yeah. They're already cut up. She put lemon juice on them.
Oh, that's not bad.
She had them in her purse and basically dared them to check her purse because she was older. You know?
Oh, sure, sure.
Like, yeah, please search me for food. But yes, you have to sneak food in nowadays. It's so expensive.
Yeah. It is. I mean, like, that's what's cool about drive-ins is, like, you can pick something up, but the drive-in food.
Do you have a lot of drive-in theaters around here?
Oh, we have two.
Okay.
We have one. They're both not technically in Louisville.
Mm.
One is in Georgetown, Indiana, which is like a 20, 25-minute drive. And then we have another one in LaGrange, Kentucky. I've never been to that one. The Georgetown one, though, is really fun, but I haven't been in years. But
I still haven't been to any drive-ins, and I feel like I'm missing out.
I've been done since I was a kid.
I love them.
But it's definitely a fun, like, I don't know if they have them set up different now. They probably, I would bet, like, I haven't been to one in probably like 10 years or so, but they probably have at least something
or other. Oh, yeah.
There's probably something you could do like that now. I would, you know, because the one that we were at, I think you would just have to, like, it was connected to the radio.
Yeah, they still do that.
Yeah, like a radio station they have, like a.
Yeah. Where it only picks up that frequency.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like if I went, I need to do the whole thing, like gel up my hair. you know, come in blasting like Bill Haley in the comments.
Yeah. Need to see if there's any good ones at Georgetown, because during Halloween season, they usually.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Knocking on people's car doors. Hey, Cunningham!
Yeah, we went one year, and they played the original Chainsaw, original Nightmare, and original Halloween all back-to-back. Wow. It was
That's so awesome.
Cool.
That's fun.
And then they had, like, the characters from the movies, like, walking around the drive-in.
Oh, wow.
Like, I went and got some popcorn during Nightmare on Elm Street. My wife said Freddy Krueger tapped on the glass of the door, so there's a lot of cool stuff. Like, Leatherface was chasing kids with chainsaws, and they had Michael Myers just, like, the dude that was Michael Myers was just, like, creeping, like, in the back. Like, you just look over and just see him standing there staring into people's cars. It was cool.
Wow.
they went that extra mile.
That's pretty rad.
Yeah.
I feel safer with those mascots chasing kids around than, like, the Times Square Elmos.
Oh, yeah.
The Elmos. And those mascots get violent if you don't. Like, if you let them tie something around your wrist, you know, like a bracelet, and you don't pay up.
Oh, yeah, that's there's a little bit more racket going on there. It's a little bit less wholesome, probably.
Yeah.
In this case, I trust Leatherface and Michael Myers and Freddy.
Those people are already being paid, so.
Right. Yeah. They went through their background checks. Yeah.
Mm. Or it might just be a guy, you don't know.
Could be. I'm hoping they go the extra mile for a horror character.
Yeah.
So, just to ease the parents' mind, our kids will still get terrified, but they'll be safe.
I did see Leatherface tying a shoe that night. It was kind of a buzzkill.
Tying a shoe.
Yeah, like he was over in the corner, like with his. I'm like, dude, come on, Leatherface, you're a maniac.
He's like checking his Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to keep up with his personal life too. I'm sure he showers every once in a while. Has a few of those button-up coats.
You know, he's a method actor and just like really commits to the part.
We actually, me and my wife just rewatched Chainsaw Massacre the other night and forgot how, like, depraved that movie is. And truly, like, it's, like, for real a scary movie if you think about it.
There's no soundtrack other than a little bit of Skinnerd in the band, I think.
That sound?
Oh, there's that.
But yeah, that's.
There's no music other than when they're riding in the van, and that's just.
That is weird when movies will do that. I've seen a few like that where it'll be like you don't even realize it until a little bit into it that it's just been quiet the whole time. Yeah, that's pretty spooky.
Yeah, they said they purposely did that because they wanted it to be like as they filmed it the hottest day of the year where everybody was already miserable, so that way it would bring like real like misery stuff to the like. And I kind of feel that when I watch it. You can tell it's a whole bad situation.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, besides just being hunted by Leatherface.
It pulls in your full focus, too. So, you know, if you're listening to music or just sitting there not listening to music, you know, your brain's on two different wavelengths.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Because, like, you watch some movies, and if they have, like, a really, really famous song in it, like, I don't know, I was on a plane once, and they had the... It's all the bad superheroes in it. It's like
the boys.
Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad.
Oh, that was.
It was Suicide Squad, and like every song in the movie was like ultra famous. It was like the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, and everything like that. And I was like, I just feel like I'm listening to like a top 40 like classic.
Yeah.
It was so distracting from the movie.
Yeah.
To remove that element of it probably helps a lot.
Right. If you took it out, then you would be fully focused and. Be a lot more disturbing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, having...
Hey, man, how's it going?
What's up?
Hi.
Because our drummer has arrived.
Oh, hey.
Hey, what's up?
Come on. Have a seat, dude.
Pull up some seats.
Cool.
And feel free to introduce yourselves.
I'm Josh.
Josh?
I'm Robin.
Robin. God.
What's your name?
I'm Sean, and this is Donnie.
Sean and Don.
This is Alex, and this is Heather.
Oh, so good to see y'all again. You too.
We're just talking about horror movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
This is usually where we venture at some point.
Yeah, it makes sense. Episode. Your shirt and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm a little bit obsessed. Just a little.
Is that your favorite one, or?
No, Halloween is my favorite of all horror movies.
Right on. Is there a specific reason, or?
I think the reason why was because Halloween was one movie I wasn't allowed to watch when I was a kid. So when I was old enough to go out and buy the VHS, because I'm that old, I did. And yeah, and I instantly fell in love with it. So
I wasn't allowed to watch The Exorcist.
I wasn't allowed to watch that either. That's one of my other favorites.
I had a choice on that, though. I'll give my parents props on that.
Yeah. That was scary. But as far as, like, new ones go, I'm really into the Terrifier ones.
Yeah, you like to be quaking in your boots?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I like to be, like, disturbed for, like, the next week after I watch a movie. Like, God, it was so awful. Why'd I watch that?
Right on. I can't wait to do it to myself again.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's been a minute since I've seen a horror movie. I think the last one I saw was, like, some Japanese one on Netflix back in, like... 2018.
Did you call
it Nope
a horror movie?
It's like a psychological. Oh yeah, I guess it depends on like what your definition of horror.
Oh yeah, that's right. There was Nope, and then there was what was the one, Get Out, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh, Get Out is that one was amazing.
Is that good? I haven't seen anything that came out while I was in school. I completely missed.
Really? Oh, I love Get Out. Us is good too, but.
I haven't seen Us. That one seemed a little bit too freaky for me.
Hey, it's good. It's not as good as Get Out. And Nope, I couldn't get into that, but...
I love the name of that, though.
Is that the one with, like, the aliens? I saw that one.
Yeah. It's not bad. It's just compared to Get Out was so good.
Oh, yeah.
And Us was really good, too. But Get Out's the best of Jordan Peele's movies, in my opinion.
Are those all, like, separate stories, or are any of them sequential?
No, they're not. They're not tied together at all.
I thought two of them were.
And you know, my peacock, so that sounded gross, but...
I have Johnny's peacock, indeed. Or at least access to it.
Get Out is on peacock. So,
all right.
You should check it out.
I'll check it out on your peacock.
Yes. You'll like it.
I will.
Or you'll hate it, and you'll yell at me for wasting
no,
time.
No, I only yelled at you over Terrifier, because that movie's gross. That one scene, y'all know where I stopped if you saw it. I stopped right there when he was about with the hacksaw.
I'm so curious to watch this movie now.
All I'll say is it's a lady
you don't like gore,
hung upside down with her legs chained, and then
puts
up a hacksaw, and that's all I need to say.
Well, that's a medical procedure, though.
Right?
It's so gross. It's like, I mean, even though I like watched like those movies, like. I had to turn away during that scene. I was like, oh.
Was it just like straight down the middle? Was it kind of like a...
No, it was straight down the middle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. No.
It's...
I was mad. I didn't think I had a limit in terms of horror movies, but Terrifier...
You don't know until you cross it.
Yeah, I
watched Terrifier too.
No. Oh, I'll take your word for it. It happens to a dude, so it's not really as bad.
Well,
it's still disgusting and horrible, but
there's still a long torture scene.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe.
Man, that's so over the top that it's like, it's funny because it's like so ridiculous.
I think Kurt the Clown is funny. I think he's amusing. He's very animated. Great facial expressions, and he brought the sawed off into horror movies, which is pretty cool. But
yeah, it's funny, you don't have a lot of horror villains just like shooting people, which would be like the obvious thing to do, right?
Yeah,
right.
I guess because it's over too quickly, it'd be like that Indiana Jones scene where the guy's like, swinging his sword around and shoot someone.
Yeah,
do you know that was actually supposed to be a real fight scene?
Oh, was it?
And Harrison Ford was like sick that day, he's like, look, dude, if I just go out there and just shoot
that
him,
makes
and we call
it so
it a day.
Much more badass.
They were like, that's fine, let's do it, because he didn't want to do all the fight scenes. Yeah, so he just went out there, and that was it. Yeah, it was supposed to be a big, long, drawn-out fight scene.
That's so funny.
That's amazing.
I know, that's great.
Oh, wow.
I love how Harrison Ford can just be like, nope. And everybody's like, okay.
You can pull up a chair if you want. Yeah.
Join us.
Come on down.
There's no intrusion.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah, just grab a chair. Digging the fit.
There it is. Thank you. I try to dress up somewhat. I'm meeting the board of directors after all. Heather?
Yes.
Alex. And you are?
I'm Josh.
Nice to meet you all.
Nice
I'm
to
Riley.
Meet you too.
Riley
been
from
super
FFK
stoked
has
to
joined
the
table.
She has joined the table. And FFK has also just agreed as of recently to be part of our Halloween episode.
Woo!
So
nice.
Yes.
Like
spookiness.
Sounds like a good time.
Oh, yes, it should be. This dude, motorcycle goes. Sorry, I hate live motorcycles so much.
Yeah, I'm also not a fan.
I always just think of that South Park episode with all the motorcycle guys.
Oh,
and
okay.
They're like just sitting at the table. Or That's what I feel like.
I feel like you're not the only one, though. We had, like, a really bad problem in Cincy. There was a group of them that would just, like, you could hear them for miles.
We all meet up at a gas station. Should they call them Shell's Angels?
Shell's Angels!
That's
pretty
good.
I guess, were they Hell's Angels?
No.
They
didn't look like it.
We have one of their rivals down here. I don't want to mention their name.
No, please don't.
Yeah,
yeah, don't summon them.
Yeah, I don't want to piss them off. Yeah.
That's
fair. Yeah, motorcycles. We were talking horror movies, and Gross Terrifier. Yeah.
It's a good one?
Yeah.
It is a good one.
I don't know. Just kind of went quiet.
I know.
Like, going, you're the talker, man.
I'm trying, dude. I was on a roll and I ran out of momentum.
If you're in a motorcycle gang, what are the activities? Do you just like pick two destinations and ride between them?
I think so. Well, there's a clubhouse involved.
Is there?
Yeah, so they always got to go meet at the clubhouse. Yeah, they have to meet, you know.
There's some clipboards involved. Like, one person talks about the finances. Like, I don't know what they spend their money on.
Gas, I guess.
Gas,
cigarettes, liquor. You got to do roll call, like, too. Repairs. It's very, like...
It's like a Boy Scout troop.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Pizza rolls. They
have inventory. Sleeve removal from t-shirts.
Yeah.
Johnny One Eye, we're giving you a patch for sleeve removal.
Johnny One Eye, I like that. And then,
this dip is so good. I said I was gonna quit.
You should try this Skyline dip. It's amazing.
It is pretty great.
I'm tempted by Skyline. I'm an Ohioan myself.
Are you really?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I'm from Northern Ohio.
Okay.
Out in the sticks.
Oh, right on. Where in Northern?
It's Mount Vernon.
Mount Vernon. I'm familiar.
Oh, shit.
I'm from, like, the Cleveland area.
Oh, nice.
But I haven't frequented Mount Vernon very often.
No reason to frequent it.
Wasn't there a president from Mount Vernon or something?
George Washington.
No, but, like, that was Mount Vernon, like, Virginia.
Yeah, Mount Vernon, Virginia. They named Mount Vernon, Ohio, after Mount Vernon, wherever.
There's a lot of stuff in Ohio named after, like, more prominent places in the country.
Oh, yeah, like Cincinnati.
You can go to London, Ohio.
Well, there's
a place. Paris, Ohio.
Lebanon.
There's a Pittsburgh,
Lebanon.
Ohio, I think, as well.
Yep, there's Pittsburgh.
There is.
Pittsburgh, Ohio.
Pittsburgh, Ohio.
There's a Delhi.
Go to Dublin, Ohio.
Dublin.
Yeah, there is a Dublin. Yeah,
I think
true.
They've got, like, a teeny tiny Dublin needle like they do in Dublin. Just to make fun of it.
It's like Little Italy, but Little Dublin.
Yeah. That's cool. Everyone in that area swears they're Irish. It's kind of funny.
Oh, I believe
it. Because I hear you.
Yeah. Put your phone away.
Well, they're talking about this chipmunk. It's distracting me.
Chipmunk?
Chipmunk.
I thought you were more about squirrels.
I am about squirrels, but
a friend of ours, father. Now, listeners, you will not be able to see this, but you'll be able to see us or hear us
we'll
talk about how
it.
Adorable this is. We're going to find this. Our friend of ours sent us a video of her father who had befriended a squirrel. Now it's in her boobs. I'm not going to show that.
Tree tiger.
This is a very PG right here.
Oh.
Oh, that's a chipmunk? Mm-hmm.
That's cute.
Oh, that's so chipmunk. Sweet.
Put it up to the mic so they can see.
See it, people? And, yeah, he apparently was, like, cleaning out his garage or something, accidentally kicked it, so he got it and made sure it was all right, and it just stayed with him.
I've never seen a chipmunk that wasn't singing a Christmas song. I don't know what they looked like in real life.
You've never seen a real chipmunk? No, I have some in my house.
They're adorable.
Yeah, they are really cute. Sweet. Very skittish.
Yeah, one of the few rodents I like. Those and squirrels.
Oh, mm-hmm. See this guy around a mouse? It's the best.
What's more of a tongue
mice.
Yeah, but not everybody.
I don't want him in my house.
Chair,
but I
like it's a cartoon.
I did.
Save me!
I didn't say save me. Now, if it was a rat, I might have said save me.
Yeah.
I don't like rats
at
all.
They're not really
aggressive.
They're filthy too. Like, they get near you, you never know what you're gonna get.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, ugh.
You've been to the Devil's Inn, you're safe.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Inoculated.
I don't see as many rats in this part of the country, though. I used to see them a lot when I lived in Philly, but
oh,
not
yeah.
here anymore.
Funny rat story.
The
right up on
the
corner where this restaurant is, it used to be a KFC, and me and my wife, before we were married, we were walking into that KFC, and as we were walking in, we saw a rat walking in the back, and we just straight up turned around and was like, no. Like, it was walking in.
From a rat shift at KFC.
It was just like button a cigarette as a button-up shirt. Oh, that'd be great.
It's like putting Visine in its eyes.
If that was the case, I might have went in. Yeah.
One day. We had a rat at this place called Lentini's up the street where Dragon King's daughter is now. And this thing, we've been trying to get it for a month. It would break into our vats of flour, and its giant footprints would pee all over the line the next morning. And we called it the aardvark because it's how big it was. And one day it got caught on a trap, and this psycho from Boston thought he was going to, like, stab it or something and take it out. That didn't work out. The rat bit its own leg off, ran off.
Oh, my God.
And then a month later, we find it in the other side of the building, like, you know, dead.
Jeez. Oh, wow. Peace.
But, yeah.
Rest in peace.
Well, that thing was a soldier.
Rats
rest
in peace.
Pieces.
Rats in peace.
Wow. Yeah, rats in peace.
Pieces, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was sad, but that thing was tough. It was the toughest rat I've ever seen. Never seen a rat like that in New York or Philadelphia or France. I slipped on a rat in Paris once. It was disgusting. I couldn't even see it. It had been there forever on this cobblestone.
Was it a live rat?
No, it was a dead rat, very dead rat. Been dead for a while. It was flat. You couldn't see it. And I was just walking and eating my little ice cream, and I slipped, and I almost fell, and luckily I was fine, but I slipped like a good 3 feet across cobblestone.
Oh my God.
Going to ski.
Oh, I would have been so upset.
Oh, it was gross. I had to go like wash my foot out, in the, or my shoe out in like a puddle, which was probably already like ran.
Ew.
Yeah.
My favorite
gas
station treat.
I think we played with rat piss a couple of years.
We got a band around here called Rat Piss.
Rat Piss?
Oh, wow.
Do we?
Yeah.
I've never heard
I think they're from, like, a town over, but close enough.
Are they awesome?
They're pretty good. I don't know about awesome. They're young. They're kind of new.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine they're pretty young.
Yeah.
Call themselves Rat Piss, but...
It's a bold move.
Bet they're fun.
Oh, yeah. Put at that Molotov's Gate Shop all the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, are you guys excited for the show tonight?
Yeah.
I'm stoked. I've been looking forward to this for a while.
Yeah, me too.
Same.
It'll be our first time at Highland. Like, I've played here before, but FMK hasn't.
Oh, right on. Oh, okay. Cool. Our first time, too.
It's our first time in Louisville, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been together?
About 6 months.
About
I
6 guess. Months?
Oh,
damn,
March,
and you already
right?
got.
Yeah.
A fucking good album put out? That's
thanks,
nice. Man. We've been together for 6 months and we're kind of maybe got two singles on the way.
Nice. That's exciting.
Yeah, but I was listening to your stuff. I mean, it's really good.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it a lot, so I'm stoked to see whatever you guys put out.
You'll love it live.
Yeah.
We're good live.
Looking forward to it.
Nice.
It's gonna be awesome. Very good live show. I'm sure the singles are gonna be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I lost my train of thought.
There's something in my rap that's wrong.
A little bit, yeah. It kind of took up a chunk of my brain.
It's the skyline coma.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of things happening. A lot of chemistry going on.
Yeah. A lot of built-up chemistry. Like just 4 weekends.
Oh,
debauchery.
Yeah,
it's been a busy month, to say the least. We've just been, our band's been playing like ever. This is the first weekend we haven't played in like 5 weeks, I think.
Oh, wow.
Feel that?
Yeah. So, and we're doing 3 podcasts in a row this week, though. So, yeah, we're still staying busy.
Yeah. Staying out of trouble.
Yeah. But next week, all we got is practice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I got all types of stuff next week. I'm going to see Circle Jerks this weekend.
Well, that sounds like a you problem.
Yeah.
Skill issue.
Yeah.
I'm seeing Jawbreaker and the Circle Jerks next week.
Ooh.
It's
going to
be a good week.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Are they playing in two different places, like twice in the same area, or are you guys going to the same show?
I'm seeing them in Cincy with Negative Approach and TSOL.
Right.
Well.
I'll see you in the pit.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll be at that one. But, is there another one you're going to?
No.
Oh, I thought you said they were playing with Jawbreaker.
No. I'm seeing those two bands separately in the same week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I'll definitely be there.
Right on.
Yep.
We'll look for you.
Yeah, I'll be in the crowd. I don't know if I'll be in the pit.
Yeah, I was going to be at that, but yeah, I just I'm just gonna skip it.
I wanted to see Danzig last night, but Fear played, so.
Oh.
Yeah, I went to Fear last night too, so.
And, like, it was only about half capacity. Yeah, it was.
Is that because of the festival that's in town, you think?
There is
a lot going on. I would
say
partially, yeah, but. All I'm saying is there are a lot of people who complained that a band of, like, Fear doesn't come around here. Fuck, I can't talk. Band like Fear doesn't come around, and when they come around, they don't go. But it was an awesome show, and they kicked ass, and I almost, like, don't regret missing Danzig. I've seen them, like, 5-6 times, so.
Yeah.
Danzig comes through here fucking constantly.
Really?
It feels like it,
yeah.
At least close.
Yeah.
If not here.
When we saw the Descendants, there was, like, nobody there either. Andy.
Really?
Like, yeah. It was, like, it was more than half empty, wouldn't you say?
Wow.
Yeah, that was crazy. And they, oh, they were amazing. I never seen them before, but they were one of my bucket list bands, so.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, so is Bad Religion, but they apparently are supposed to play in Cincy, and now they moved it to Columbus.
Boo. Yeah, because they were touring with Social Distortion, but they had to cancel that tour because Mike Ness had throat surgery.
Oh.
That'll do it.
So, yeah.
That'll do it, I guess.
So they're not with Social Distortion anymore.
No.
So.
They're touring with some band that's like, it's like punk rock Hanson from L.A. It's like three brothers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're like, the youngest one is like 16, the
are
oldest
like
one's like 20.
For Bad Religion?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah.
Are they adorable like Hanson was?
I mean, they're kids. So, yeah, I don't know.
Like three blonde kids,
yeah,
you know.
Like three blonde brothers.
People lost their minds over them when they came out.
It's true.
Yeah, not me.
It's alright.
I've heard a lot of people say that Hanson are like quietly like really good musicians.
They are, yeah.
Actually,
they're still together and they try to put out actual albums. I'm not into it, but to say they can't play, like.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of the project, but one of the brothers of Hanson sang for this power pop band that had the bass player from Fountains of Wayne. James what's his last name from Smashing Pumpkins?
Yeah.
James Ehong.
Yeah, on guitar, and Buddy Carlos, the original drummer of Cheap Trick on
holy
drums.
Shit.
And they're alright. I can't remember the name though, but
Brothers of Hanson.
It was cool though. It was cool to hear something different like that. I'm a big Cheap Trick fan, that's how I found them, so I was like, yeah.
You look like a big Cheap Trick fan.
I love Cheap Trick.
Cheap Trick's great. I got to see them probably 10 years ago or so. They played, there's a station in Philly, WMMR, and they do the MMRBQ every year.
Oh, yeah.
And Cheap Trick played, and they were like second on a bill of like four headliners or something, and they just destroyed every other band.
Oh, I bet.
They were so good.
I love them so much. I have not got to see them yet, but I'm going to stand by here and smoke. And still be able to voice my opinion.
Tell us more about Brothers of Hanson. I'm excited.
That's all I got.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of young bands, have you guys seen No Dead Dogs?
No.
No? Oh, man. They're from around here, so you guys probably.
Oh, right.
But
okay.
They're like a bunch of fucking 16, 17-year-old punk rockers that are fucking kick-ass. I saw them at Never Say Die a couple weeks ago, and they're worth seeing.
No Dead Dogs?
No Dead Dogs.
Yeah, there aren't a lot of all ages venues around.
No,
here.
There are not. Almost none.
Yeah, there's
kind of sucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Spinelli's is doing them every once in a while.
Really.
But other than that, we have Punk Rock Night at the Mag Bar. The problem is, it's the Mag Bar.
It's
been the center of debauchery for decades. Who's gonna let their kids go?
It's been the center of car crashes for decades. You guys haven't heard about getting Mag Bar?
No.
Oh. That place is constantly getting run into by cars.
Really?
Yeah.
It's happened, what, three times now?
It happened
like
two times, like, two weeks ago.
Right.
Oh,
in a week, yeah.
But then,
like
a long time ago,
it's just, like, on a corner, and it's right before a turn to get onto a highway, so people are always flying down that corner at, like, 70 miles an hour when it's at 25, and then they'd whip that turn and fucking crash right into it.
Yeah.
There's a picture from some time ago where there is a car sitting at the bar.
Oh, my God.
It's impressive.
Yay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think they would, well, that's up to the city, but you think the city would put up a post or two?
Yeah, some guardrails or some lights or, like, there's a business here.
I think the city's trying to get rid of Magpar.
It's a conspiracy.
They designed the road to crash cars into.
I think the onus is still a little bit more on the driver. You're like, we gotta make it work. It's like, you drove into a building.
Yeah, that's how
you fix that.
Well, it's more for like their protection as opposed to.
Oh, sure.
Now, I don't know how good it would do the driver, because if you hit a pole and you wrap yourself around it, then
probably not great.
But it'll protect the five people standing on the corner.
That's true.
Yeah, that's fair. Maybe put some sleepers or something? Or just a ramp, so you just go over the
Yeah, they do have a back area, so... You just get to jump high enough, and then maybe
have a crash pad.
You just set up like a parking lot in that back area. There.
Yeah,
you could
draw like
a
target.
Wow, you can do it in these sports. Sports betting's a thing, right? Yeah, you can add it to the itinerary. But that's awful, man. Three? You said three times?
I mean, it's happened so many times. It happened two times in a week, like a month.
Did they comically juxtapose the wall and they're like, oh, job done?
I don't think they've had any like all the way through the walls in a while. So it's just pretty regular. Like, people are like, roll into it. Just kind of hit it a little bit. Or twice, it's gone in.
That's nuts.
Okay, so what's more annoying, the scooters or the motorcycles?
The scooters.
Really?
Y'all have scooters.
I don't like the motorcycles,
here?
But
I'll constantly. Somewhere out there.
Yeah.
Oh, I see them up and down Bardstown here pretty regularly.
We used to have a cop named Overberg, and he would be on a four-wheeler in the wintertime looking to bust people.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, he was real tough with teenagers. Yeah.
Your scooter doesn't make a lot of noise, though. How does that work?
It has a muffler.
So you have to do that on purpose? Like, you intentionally make it make noise?
Yeah, I think so. Just, like, get a shitty little scooter and then rip off the muffler and just kind of leave it like that.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Our friend Alex does that with cars. He just takes, he guts them out, takes out the muffler, paints them flat black or flat gray, and, you know, has a rumble machine.
Yeah.
Chaotic evil.
Yeah.
You've seen that Louisville's been... They put in some ordinance where they can just, like, take your car if you do that shit.
Really?
Yeah, like, if they catch you, like, doing anything they deem reckless or against any number of fucking ordinances, they can just possess your car.
When did this happen?
Like, 2 or 3 months ago. It's new. Yeah.
I wonder if Alex has something to do with it. He's right on the edge of downtown. And he said people have complained about his van and his car. Because he has several vehicles that he's done that to.
Just for fun?
Yeah. That's just how he does
people.
It. No, he doesn't even hate people. He just likes having some kind of just rumbly monster machine.
Is it like the vibration or the sound or both?
I think it's all of it.
All of the experience?
Yeah, all of it. He throws a Rat Fink sticker on it.
Checks out.
Yeah. So... usually blasting some Disorder, Discharge, super loud.
Yeah, that sounds.
He likes noise, but he's great. I love him. He has a slot car machine set up in his living room.
What?
What is a slot car machine?
Oh, well, back before we had technology, we had to go do these things, and there was a nerd hobby that I loved to do called slot cars. It was these little cars that were technically remote control, but each track had a slot that the car, which had, you know, something to go into the slot.
Like a little prong that kind of...
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
And it was all, like, and it was electric, you know, it was electronic, and you controlled a controller, which was...
It's just hooked, like a trigger.
Right. And it was hooked to each, like, each... prong you hooked your controller up to was connected to each track, to each slot, and
it's just like plastic tracks with like exposed wires.
Oh,
yeah, pretty much.
And you just like squeeze the trigger to make the car go faster.
Yeah, try and get the car around as fast as you can, but if you take the corner a little too fast, the car just like beats off.
It's like Frodo Hot Wheels, kind of.
Yeah.
And then everybody has to like turn their tracks off so you could go get your car and put it back on so you don't get shocked. It was great. Loved it.
That was always the thing that freaked me out about bumper cars, is because they would have those, like, hooks on the top of them, and be scraping on the ceiling, and there would just be sparks flying out of them. I'm like, this is okay, and it's just like, they're everywhere.
Yeah, that's what makes it adventurous.
Generally regarded as safe.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and then the guy running the bumper cars.
12 years old.
Yeah. Like, or 50 years old, and it's
actually
not
that rat from KFC.
Yeah. It's the KFC rat.
It's the same rat.
This is Night Job.
I'll take the KFC rat over the Well, don't want to hold you all hostage.
Yeah,
I know y'all. I mean,
got time
some
on time.
Time.
I thought I was going to be earlier than literally everyone when I got here, and then I walk in and the stage is set up. I'm like, oh, okay, damn.
We're aggressively punctual at shows.
Yeah, it's weird. Normally we're the most punctual ones, and here you guys are. Shit.
Get up pretty early in the morning.
We're like half punctual, half listen.
It depends if we find the time reasonable or not. Like sometimes we'll play shows where it's like, you guys are going on at 9:30, yeah, be there by 4. We're like, we'll
not
be there at 8.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that is weird. But they set load in like 3 hours before the show. Like,
yeah.
Not that much
it's
stuff
nuts.
To bring in.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like,
yeah, like it's understandable if it's a place that has a full PA and they're gonna sound check you.
Well, shit, if it's full PA, you're always sharing shit, so there's even less to load in.
Yeah.
I mean, at Zanzibar or something, I see getting, at least the opening band getting there a few hours, or like 2 hours early, there's no reason for it. Like, if you're, especially like here where you set up your own PA, probably, or, you know, you only need vocals here 3-4 hours early.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of, did you guys want to use my bass stack, or?
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I saw there was the little one in there, but.
Yeah, I just brought that for you.
Big one's fun.
Cool. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Backlining is awesome. I'm glad people do it.
Yeah.
It saves a lot of
for sure.
Time and energy and backache and heartache.
Are you guys going to use our drums? You're more than welcome.
I don't know. Our drummer likes to use his own drums.
Yeah,
just. He's got like a really, really nice old Kickerland set from the 70s that he's restored.
Oh,
and he's really proud of it. So he likes to pull it out.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You got the Craigslist special we're on. So you're welcome to use whatever you got.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody we saw last night.
Oh, yes.
Up in Fear, but yeah. So what time does Shindig start? 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock.
Got it.
8 o'clock.
Sharpish.
And it's
on time.
So who's opening and who's closing?
So, funny story. So we're kind of in between drummers right now.
Right.
So Josh is graciously filling in for
opening
us for
and also
shows.
The second band.
And,
right,
so. Josh!
Yeah. Me and Heather are going to do some acoustic stuff to start the show off, and then we'll switch gears and do a regular set, and then FMK is going to put it out.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Cool. We're going to do our stuff. Be prepared to invest.
Invest?
Yes. We've got an investment opportunity for you, so be prepared.
You have a bridge to sell?
I have a bridge to sell.
A bridge?
Sure.
I didn't even bring my checkbook.
It's okay. We'll work it out.
Salesman.
Man, Louisville needs a couple bridge salesmen. Did that one bridge ever get fixed? Are they still working on that thing? Is it still closed off?
What, the Sherman Benton?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it's... Yeah, they're always fixing it up. It's old. So...
I was getting ready to go over to the Enchanted Forest and found out that it was closed as I rolled up to the bridge and looked on.
You can still get there through.
If the bridge is closed going into
the
Enchanted Forest, then you just have to know the riddles.
That's true.
Fair point. Answer me these riddles 3. Give me $10,000 and 5 years of road construction.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I guess we... I don't know. I don't want to hold y'all. I don't want to keep y'all hostage.
I'm having a terrible time right now, so...
Oh, good.
It's our goal. Seconds.
I do. The involved coming over today.
All right. We'll fucking
unfortunate.
Go.
Do you want to go off about them on...
Tell us more.
I love my so drained from this weekend, or from this month.
Yeah.
I can't sound excited about anything.
We specifically drained you on Friday, was it?
Yes.
Yeah, we loaded you up with sugar and murdered you.
Yes. Yeah, MK tried to kill me on Friday.
They brought a bunch of bark and cookies. It was great.
Delicious, though. It was a delicious death.
It sounded delicious.
Christina...
Oh, yeah.
I forgot her last name.
Luffers?
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know if I should put her last name
on
either, but she made us.
We shut her up during the show.
And set them with Shannon. And it was good times.
Yes, it was.
So we've established a new segment on your show is that the guest has to bring snacks with them.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yeah, FMK started it, you all
continued it. Yeah.
And so whoever's coming on the show next, don't break the chain.
Yeah. Ooh, actually, our next live guest is going to be cigarettes, and I don't trust them. I don't trust to eat anything they bring.
Yeah, they're gross.
Sorry, guys, I don't trust you.
Yeah.
He has a feed us fart sandwiches or something. Like, they're pranksters.
We need to tell DOS to, like, DoorDash us something since it's my phone.
It has to be, like, hermetically sealed.
Yeah.
Get something off of Goldbelly. Goldbelly? You never heard of Goldbelly?
What is Goldbelly?
Oh, man, it's this fucking food shipment service. But it's, like, overnight from across the world. So you can, like, it's like $50 shipping, but you can get curry from India at your door tomorrow.
What?
It's really
insane.
But only $50?
I mean,
it's like
the shipping's expensive, and then the food's expensive on top of it, and it's dumb expensive.
But I feel like
the emotional weight of what you're doing to the planet.
Yeah. But I was thinking, like, next day shipping from, like, fucking, like, New York to Ohio is, like, $50. But, like, from India to... Ohio's
well, I'm ballparking.
Like, it has to be like fucking $300.
Hey, once you're on a plane, you're on a plane.
Yeah, it's a plane. I mean,
might as well go there.
Is that how jet fuel works?
100%. It's a drone.
The distance doesn't matter. Yeah. It's all the same.
Yeah, does a drone pick it up, or is there a DoorDash pilot?
Man, I don't know.
Oh, those planes
are the
worst ones.
I'm too poor to buy it. I just know it exists.
Yeah. Super rich could, like, you could really cater to them. Like,
oh, yeah.
If they want.
Yeah, they
what
need
they
to be
do.
Catered to.
Yeah, they
like,
need to cater to them.
Would somebody please think of the rich people?
Like, if they want jerk chicken from the Caribbean, and fly it to them.
Yeah.
Maybe pick up a kilo and bring it all over, you know, since you're already there.
If anybody ever invents teleportation, it's going to be for this and not, like, something. It's not going to be for, like, clean, potable water or something like that.
No.
It's just going to be because you want, like, chicken tikka masala or something like that. I need it right now.
But that's what will lead to transporting potable water.
That's what they'll say.
At a premium.
Gotta get people to invest and buy into it.
Yeah,
you gotta give people what they really want, not what they need.
Yeah.
Right,
that's true.
If people don't want what they need until they need it.
That was deep.
So wise.
Yeah, it was.
Snacks first, insulin later.
Yeah.
Tell him.
EpiPens, you know.
Every EpiPen comes with a free little Caesar's pizza. Why now?
I heard, oh god, there was this place in New York that would send pizzas, like, I don't know, like they would send them across the country, but this was like in the 90s before anybody ever thought of doing it.
They just lit it up in a t-shirt can.
Like, they had something where they, you know, if you're willing to play the, pay the shipping, you know, they would... set it up.
They'll do the cannonball run to get you a pizza.
Right. You can have it. Yeah, pretty much. And you can have it to you by the next day.
Oh, wow. Would it still be hot?
They said it was.
The driver's driving.
They'll stick it all the way up.
They said it wasn't. more than 4 hours.
Right.
Temperature danger zone, so.
Yeah, if it's not here,
they just set it on top of the engine in the front. And
mysteriously, there's a bunch of Domino's napkins in the box.
Right.
Yeah,
what'd
you bring me? Stick it under your armpit.
Yeah. I guess that's why it didn't last.
People died.
Yeah, business ideas. E. coli took care of that one.
There doesn't seem like to be much of a profit margin for it either. But anyway, Donnie's looking at his phone. He's got kids and in-laws, so.
Look at your family.
My thing buzzed. I wanted to check it. He was going to call me out on my phone.
You got a pager or something?
Nobody would know.
Be slick and just look and see
what's
buzzing.
It's more fun.
That's all good. Well, thank you guys so much for having us on. This is super fun.
Yeah.
Oh, it was super fun, too. Anytime y'all want to come through.
Let us know when y'all are coming back around.
Right on. Some shows as well.
Yeah, all right, absolutely. We'd love to do that.
Awesome.
All right, cool.
Rockin'.
Adios.